Good afternoon. It is 3 o'clock, and it's time for Corpse Reviver.
What are we playing first? I don't know.
You call it, man. Something Charlie Parrish. God.
What's on the anthology?
I forgot what's on the anthology.
We could do anything. We could do Doc Fox. We could do Mississippi Jazz. Old Dog Blue.
Sure, how about Old Dog Blue?
Which one?
Old Dog Blue.
Okay.
Dog and his name was Blue. I had an old dog and his name was Blue. I had an old dog and his name was Blue. And I bet you $5 he's a good dog too. I cried, yeah, hey, old Blue, why you good dog? Blue treated possum in a hollow log. Yeah, blue treated possum in a hollow log. Blue treated possum in a hollow log. You can tell by that he's a damn good dog. I cried, yeah, hell blue, you good dog. He got that possum out on a limb. Lord, he got that possum out on a limb. And he got that possum out on a limb. He barked at the possum growled at him. I cried, yeah, hell blue, you good dog, you. That possum up nice and brown. Yeah, we baked that possum up nice and brown. We baked that possum up nice and brown. We laid the whole cakes all around. I cried, yeah, hey, old blue, you can have some too. He died so hard. When old Blue died, he died so hard. When old Blue died, he died so hard. He shook the ground in my backyard. I cried, yeah, hey, old Blue, you're a good dog. Dug his grave with a silver spade. dug his grave with a silver spade, and I lowered him down with a golden chain. And every link I called his name, I cried, yeah, old Blue, you good dog, you. Died, she left me a farm. When my wife died, she left me a farm. When my wife died, she left me a farm. That's why I'm going back down to Charlestown. I'm here, old Blue. You good dog.
Hey, thanks a lot, guys. Welcome to Corpse Reviver. We are a tribute band to the Harry Smith Anthology of American Folk Music. And Harry Smith was a mad old record collector who released 84 songs back in 1952. These songs were recorded from the late 1920s until about 1933. And they were great old folk songs that were recorded back from the early days of recording. So that song we just did is one of those songs off the anthology. We gather here the first and third Sundays of the month at 3 o'clock in the afternoon. This is our sixth year doing that. It's a great way to spend the overwintering time in Minnesota. If you're not into watching football on Sunday afternoons or staring at your TV, we can gather around the folk songs of our people, and that's what we do. And this season, Adam Kiesling has taken a break, and so we've been having different guests who love the anthology as much as we do show up. So we have Charlie Parr here today with us, and Jillian Ray. And it's great that the first Sunday of the month fell on the New Year, so Happy New Year, everybody. We're going to play till about 5 o'clock. We do draw crowds for these shows, but normally not quite as many people as today. So if you could be kind for the next 2 hours, we'd really appreciate it. There's kids here. There's folks of all ages and sizes. And so we will expect you'll bump into each other, and we expect you'll be okay with that and be at peace with one another. Dick and John are going to work hard behind the bar, but there's only two of them, and there's lots of you, so be patient with them as well and tip them very generously. If there is extra room to sit, if people can squeeze together, if you're into that, sharing space so folks can sit, that would be awesome, too. Any questions so far?
Such a gentle soul you are.
All right, well.
The emergency exit.
We discussed it already while you were talking to the
tutor. We're going to try a version of the old James Alley Blues.
They used to be. Times ain't now nothing like they used to be. Times ain't now nothing like they used to be. I'm telling you the truth, you can take it from me. I seen better days. better days and I ain't putting up with these. I'd have a much better time if you were not so hard to please. You think I'm easy to rule? Mama, I was born in the country. You think I'm easy to rule? Mama, I was born in the country. You think I'm easy to rule? You're trying to hitch me to a wagon, drive me like a mule. Mama, and I paid the rent. I bought the groceries, Mama, and I paid the rent. Lord, I bought the groceries, Mama, and I paid the rent. You time to maybe wash your clothes, but I got good common sense. Sugar now that you get soul for soul. You're giving sugar for sugar now that you get soul for soul. Hey, sugar for sugar now that you get soul for soul. You can't get along with me when it's your own damn fault.
No toque oso el polar.
Sí, sí, sí.
I want to get that in there somewhere.
I feel like it should be repeated so it really...
Throughout the program.
Yeah, yeah.
No toque oso el polar.
Sticks in the brain. Well, now I need to pull this closer.
Who are you?
All right, next we're going to do an old Carter Family tune.
Jillian Ray's going to sing this one for you.
They would have figured it out.
Yeah. Say your name one more time.
Just a little fast strummy and A.
For fear the hearts of men are failing, for these are now is spreading. God's
For fear the hearts of men are failing. For these are latter days we know. The great depression now is spreading. God's word declared it will be so. I'm going with
Thank you. So the mass reproduction of records first sort of happened right, you know, in the 1920s, and there's this mad flurry of people running around the country recording all kinds of music, and then the Great Depression really killed off the folk music industry as an industry, and so there was a brief time period where people's music was recorded and put down on 78 records, and then most of those records were melted down during World War II. For the shellac that was in them for the war. And so this whole brief capturing of people's music was lost for the most part in our consciousness as a nation. And then Harry Smith, this mad record collector, came along and released the Anthology of American Folk Music in the 50s. And it really changed the entire culture, and it changed the course of our musical history and trajectory. It really launched the kind of folk scene of the 60s. If you listen to Bob Dylan's first two albums, he borrows or takes readily from the anthology, and a lot of people did that. And it sort of reminded people of almost everything you hear today came from that music and those songs. And so this is our sort of vague attempt to honor that. And it's not in a way, we're not sort of a regressive, backward-looking band by any means. Eduardo Galeano, who's a historian from Uruguay, talks a lot about the whole history of the Americas is this tension between the rulers who want us to forget and the people. And if we can just remember who we are and where we've come from and the struggles and where we should go. And so this is our form of, we think there's magic in these songs. And so this is a form of incantation that we're doing today to bring in the new year and to push us forward. Into a way to be together that's healthy and happy and holistic and wholesome. All those ha words. So we're glad you're here to participate in the incantation and in the effort.
Excellent.
We're gonna play. I was told to talk while they figured out what we're going to play next, so that's what I'm doing.
We got it.
Oh, good.
We got it. Play Spike Driver
Blues. We had actually figured it out pretty quickly after the last song, but that was really nice, so I enjoyed that. Captain, you tell him I'm gone. Take this hammer, cap to the captain. You tell him I'm gone, solid gone.
you, buddy. Spike Driver Blues.
Very beef hearty.
Beef hearty.
We're getting technical up here.
Cool.
Now we're going to play.
All right, our good friend Judy O, the woman in the blue hat, and by the way, she makes and sells hats at the farmers markets around town, so if you like her hat and you want one just like it, only different, you can talk to her about it, but she's going to pass the tip jar through this very crowded bar. So feel free to tip us if you're into that kind of thing. While we play a Buell Kazee song.
Virginia, North Carolina, I did roam. There I courted a fair young lady. What was her name? I did not know. Her hair it was a dark brown curly. Her cheeks they were rosy red. Upon her dark night, we'll take a ramble, and I will run away with you, for I'd rather be in some dark color where the sun refused to shine, for you to be some other man's woman, never on earth to call you mine. Virginia, North Carolina, I did wrong. There I courted a fair young lady. What was her name? I did not know. What was her name? I did not know.
Thank you.
That's a totally different tune. But yeah, we could do that. In the spirit of.
That'll be my resolution.
It's an old song by Little Hat Jones.
Jones from Texas. Is it my responsibility to tell a joke, or do you want to tell the joke? Okay. Well, I'll tell one, and then. Okay. We're sharing Adam's joke. Did you turn that off because I said I was going to tell a joke? Okay. We're sharing Adam's joke duties. So here's the first one. There's a couple of cannibals, and they're eating on a clown. Do you hear this one? Okay. So a couple cannibals are eating on a clown, and one cannibal says to the other cannibal, "Does this taste funny to you?" Okay. All right. We got one of them out of the way. I think I got one more in me throughout the afternoon. I saved a better one for later.
We're going to do a Charlie Parr original song now, you know, because...
It doesn't seem right. I don't know.
No.
All right.
You can call me Falcon if you can say it to my face. Survival upon the ground where I sleep. cover up my tracks. Taken as a child to brave the wounds alone. Stand against any without truth and heart to bring light to my friends, bring harm to my heart. When I pass by, Lord, please cover up my tracks.
How y'all doing? How's your 2017 treating you? Yeah? I just had to remind you all that 2016's over. Cheers to new times.
Their big house, bigger than they really needed. He got the doolies on his pickup. The dealer gave him a choice. Now he lost his job on the build site, and he's struggling to feed his boys. The Red Sea that goes, the Red Sea that flows, and long after you're gone, it's outlasting you.
Not only did Harry Smith release the anthology of American folk music, but he also was the person in New York City who was able, who lived at the Chelsea Hotel the longest without paying his bill.
He was friends with Patti Smith there too.
Yeah, Patti Smith was living at the Chelsea at the same time, Robert Mapplethorpe, a whole bunch of folks. But Harry was renowned for being able to hang in there and never pay his bill. Towards the end of his days, Allen Ginsberg moved him out to the Naropa Institute in Colorado so he could be a poet in residence at the Jack Kerouac School of Disembodied Poetry. And he wandered the campus and talked to the birds, I guess.
Recorded them. And a little pocket tape recorder.
The Smithsonian Institute also has his paper airplane collection. He used to wander around Manhattan, and when he would find paper airplanes, he would write down where he found them, the time of day, the weather, the temperature, kind of what was going on atmospherically at the time. And he amassed thousands of these, and so they're now in the Smithsonian.
If you want to hear this soul told about a brave and a name, it's a case of those that ride his name. Come and hear a little bit about a one in Spain, me one in Spain. Hear a little bit about a one in Spain. Oh, call a cold case about 4 o'clock. You told the fire. Get your bowl of hot, put on your water, and put on your coal. Put your head out the window, see the drivers rolling, see the drivers roll. Put your head out the window, see the drivers roll. People said, Mr. Case couldn't run. Now let me tell you what Mr. Case has done. He left me, it was about 9:30, made newborn news by dinner time, by dinner time. He made newborn news by dinner time. Cold case about 4:30, and he kissed his wife at the face, and don't he jumped in the cabin, oh, it was in his hand. Here's my ticket to the promised land, to the promised land. Here's my ticket to the promised land. Was the case going wrong time at a conclusion with a 109? Mr. Casey said, well, it ain't in mine. I'm gonna run and glow just to make my time. Tell the past, you better keep his hair sealed. I'm not gonna shake it like Cheney did, like Cheney did. I'm not gonna shake it like Cheney did. It's a said, well, I'm leaving Memphis, gonna spread the news. Memphis women, they don't wear no shoes. I got it written on the back of my shirt, matrimonies, but I don't have to work, and I don't have to work, son. Matrimonies, but I don't have to work. Early Sunday morning, getting the rain, round the corner, come past the train, and under the throttle was Casey Jones. Is a brave man in there, but he's dead and gone, he's dead and gone. Brave man in there, but he's dead and gone. Early Sunday morning, beginning to rain, and around the corner come a passing train. I said, you better jump, boy, there's two locomotives and they're bound to bump, and they're bound to bump. Locomotives and they're bound to bump. We'll be right back. mama, mama, have you heard the news? Papa's dead. He got it in Newport News. Baby, baby, now don't you cry. You got another papa on the southern line. You got another papa on the southern line. Get out your engine, get out your train. Kisses don't gonna ride on the road again. And he's fast as light and he's smooth as glass. You better take your hat off when the train goes past. When the train goes past, you better take your hat off when the train goes
Casey Jones is a brave engineer. Thank you.
So we have Corpse Reviver has released two records featuring Volume 1 and Volume 2, featuring 10 on each album, 10 of our favorite anthology of American folk music songs, and they're up here in CD format for $10. We released Volume 2 on vinyl thanks to Jaime's Records, and that's $15. Charlie has some records out. There was an EP that was done for Record Store Day. It was a real limited edition, but they re-released another limited run of those a couple weeks ago, so he's got some of those and some other stuff, too. The stickers are free for children today. We have stickers. Children of all ages, I might add. You got a New Year's Day poem for us, Essie?
Oh, really?
So we're gonna play about two or three more songs, and then we're gonna take a short break, and we're gonna come back into a whole nother set. We are here the first and third Sundays of the month from fall until spring. So we'll be back here on the third Sunday in January with Quill and Roe from the Roe Family Singers as a special guest. And we're going to end our season the first Sunday in April, and Adam Kiesling will make his triumphant return on the season finale for season 6. I think this is our 6th year doing this, so. Thank you.
dying in his respected place. So pity and starvation pissed on his face. Bread all come down to the beef I cannot chaw. He charged me 50 cents a day in the state of Arkansas. That next morning to catch that early train, he said, don't be in a hurry, lad, I got some land to drain. You get your 50 cents a day and all that you can charge. Find yourself a different land from the deep old Arkansas.
Thank you.
bet you $10 I will beat your next game. Well, the cuckoo, she's a pretty bird. Whoa, but as she flies, and she never say cuckoo till the 4th of July.
Thank you. We are Corpse Reviver, a tribute band to the Harry Smith Anthology of American Folk Music, and we're going to take a real short break and then magically reappear in about 10, 15 minutes here and do a whole nother set of music. And like I said when we started, we do draw a crowd here on Sundays, but usually not this many people, so be patient and kind with each other. There's kids here and people of all ages and sizes and shapes and colors, and just, you know, be chill about that fact. And there's John and Dick behind the bar working hard to serve you, and tip them well and be patient with them because there's many of you and few of them. So chill out, relax, get to know somebody. We'll be right back. Hey, we're back. Thanks for sticking around. We're going to play a little more. We grew a bass. How about that? Just like that. Liz Draper dropped in literally from somewhere above. All right. There's been a lot of things written about this man, Doc Boggs, and a lot written about his music. Doc Boggs was a banjo player from the Coalfields, West Virginia Coalfields, and recorded this song in 1927, I believe. It's the country blues.
didn't electrocute it off the microphone.
That's shocking. Probably because they don't have
shoes. And by the way, when I usually the left, my left sub, I usually unplug because it makes that rattle sound on the foot. All season it's been doing that, so I noticed it coming back a little bit. That's what that's about, anyway, if you hear that, Eric. Let's give a big round of applause for our good friend Selena sitting at the bar. She's going to pass the tip jar around.
Congratulations, Selena.
And your job is to fill it, I guess. I don't know. Or not. You know, it's your choice. Because you are free and autonomous human beings.
Is it time for the second joke yet?
Yeah. Is it time for the second joke? Yeah.
Since Adam's not here, how many jokes does he tell? Two or three jokes. Okay, this is my second joke. This is the only other joke that I know. I'm going to give you guys the Montessori school version of it because it's Sunday afternoon and all. I don't want to be... Okay. There's a bear and a rabbit, and they're pooping in the woods together. Yeah. And the bear says to the rabbit, "Say, you ever have trouble with poop sticking to your fur?" And the rabbit says, "No, man, I never have any kind of trouble like that." And the bear grabs the rabbit and says, "Good," and wipes his butt with him. It's clean. You can come to these kinds of shows, and this isn't going to do you any kind of permanent harm. Well, I don't know.
That's
not
good.
A guarantee. This song is not on the anthology, but it should be. Me sit down in your door.
treat me, mama, 'cause I'm young and wild.
We'll do a song that's on the anthology. It's called 99 Year Blues. Back in the day, they used to sentence people to work in the coal mines for minor infractions of the law, and it became a sort of machine that grabbed people off the streets and basically made them work without pay for years in the mines so the coal miners could make more money. It's kind of what happens today with privatized prisons. We have the largest workers' strike in the history of our nation's prisons is going on right now. There are prisoners all over the United States refusing to work for pennies an hour so that corporations can make larger profits. So this is kind of a song about that. Yeah.
pistol, 40 rounds of ball, I ought to shoot it, but I don't. I was tried and the jury found me guilty, and I hung my head and cried, and I cried, Lord, how I cried. Fine. He said, grab a pick and a shovel, son. You're going down in the mine, you're going down. You're going down.
By the way, I should mention there's a new music series starting here on the fourth Sundays of the month, same time as the first Corpse Survivor first and third Sundays. But it's a new series that I'm hosting. It's called AKA Sundays. And the very first special guests will be Richard Cole and Washboard Dickey. And they will be here. They're an amazing duo. If you haven't seen them, 3 to 5 on the fourth Sunday of the month.
Good.
You know Richard Cole.
Yeah, I can't make it.
In February, the series will feature Khalid Church Boner Leewald and Washboard Dickey.
We won't ask any more questions.
This song is called I Wish I Was a Mole in the Ground. It's also on the anthology.
Can you turn on Charlie again? I mean, it's it's just, it holds so weird. What about something like easier, like Single Girl or Tom Hardy? Or...
Single Girl.
Or New Single Girl? Do you know that one?
As well as I know
Tom
Hardy.
Well, you pick. Anyone, Adam.
About John Hardy? Should sing John Hardy? You want to sing John Hardy?
Sure.
What key do you have?
I think C. Yeah, C. Okay, how's this gonna work? I'm double miking it today. Start of a new year. All right, we're gonna do a killing song for you. Yeah. So we'll just start out. I'll just play the melody.
Yeah.
Oh, your turn, Dad. No, that's fine. Let's just do it.
All right.
1, 2, 3.
Time for two or three more songs. And again, we are Corpse Reviver. We're a tribute band to the Harry Smith Anthology of American Folk Music, which was released in 1952 and features 84 songs recorded between, well, in the late 20s and early 30s of the folk kind. We will be back here in 2 weeks, same time, 3 o'clock. We're here the first and third Sundays of every month during the wintering months as an alternative to watching football or staring at your television. So you are encouraged to get out of your house and come and join us. Quill and Roe will be our guest next Sunday, or 2 weeks next show.
No one needs to know about it.
I think it's in C.
Okay.
It's in this.
In the key of D.
We do have cookies on stage as well. I think Black Tom brought those. Thank you, Tom.
Have a
Maybe
cookie.
From, are they from Peace House, or did you make those? All right. Cookies from Peace House. Chocolate chip. Thank you. Appreciate that.
Hey Tom, you want to play some harp? Where's Tom? Where's Tom at? You got a C, right?
You got a C harp on you? All right, we're gonna have a little harmonica happen.
We got Tom coming. He's from Tucson.
Thank you.
Tucson to play with the Pines last night.
Thank you. All right, thank you. Hey, hey, Dick, you want to settle up with Black Tom right there? You want to settle up with Black Tom? He's sitting right there. Thanks. We're going to play one more song for you, and then we're going to go or hang out. All right, we might play two more. I don't know. But there's always great live music here at this place. I was in a band once called the Crush Collision Trio. I think we were the first Wednesday band when the Ullmans took this bar over and committed themselves to live music 7 days a week. And I remember one gig with John the bartender was the only person who saw the Brass Kings play here one of our early shows. The door did not open all night long. But they've hung in there with bands and live music, and it's a great place.
That was before my time, clearly.
That was a long time ago. I'm turning 53 next week, so that was a long time ago. And on my birthday, I will be here for Harold's house party with somebody playing some music.
What day?
Wednesday. January 11th, week from Wednesday. What? On the 11th? After at 9 o'clock? Oh, great. Awesome. What band? Jessica Schuyler's playing here on my birthday. She's right here at 9 o'clock. Awesome. Yeah. Anyway, you're all invited.
Oh, the Fiddlers are doing Harold's house party this coming Wednesday.
Jillian's in a band called the Fiddlers with a bunch of fiddle players, and they're going to be here on Wednesday at 7 o'clock. Yeah. And Corpse Survivor is going to be here the first and third Sunday of the month all winter long up until the beginning of April. So just lots of good music. Charlie Parr is doing a residency at the Turf Club every Sunday in January after this one. So you can see a lot of him in January.
Yes.
If you're really going to be committed to being out today, then go down to Palmer's tonight at 10:30. And Liz is going to be playing bass with the Dumpy Jug Bumpers on the West Bank. Yeah.
Yes. That's great.
I don't know. That's all we got.
That's all we got.
All right, because it's Sunday, I guess, we'll do this one.
Comedy Central is never busy. No toque oso el polar.
We're the worst.
What?
We could do Rattlesnake.
Take your request. Yeah. A Euro.
As long as it's Rattlesnake, yes, you can make a request. No. All right, this will be our last one for real. Yeah. You know. I gotta go to Northfield.
That makes us want to play more when you say
makes your teeth so white. I've been living in the bottom all my life, but I ain't nothing but fight. I ain't nothing but fight, Lord. Hey, rooster, oh, rooster, what makes you call so hard? Fly so high, I've been robbing your comb patch all my life. It's one ride, I don't die. It's a one ride, I don't die. Oh, rattle muskrat, what makes you smell so bad? From living down in the ground, from living down in the ground. Rattlesnake, oh rattlesnake, what makes your teeth so white? I've been living in the bottom all my life. Ain't nothing but fight. I ain't done nothing but fight.